Well, you know, it's part of the game. We know that. We learned a lot of hard lessons that way last year. That's why our approach is always, you know, doomsday scenarios, this and that, and next man up philosophy. And it's just life in the NFL. And it's unfortunate. It's a great, great kid in Vic. And this is, you know, obviously, like I told him, a bump in the road in his career, but it's obviously not the end. We've had guys with this exact same injury that, you know, we're out there running 7 months or, you know, hopefully he gets back here and stronger than ever, and we fully expect him to. So it's, like I said, I'm sure he's still processing it right now, and it's a very tough thing, but it's part of this game that's demanding physically, and things happen. So, again, we're just going to take it in stride and put our best foot forward and still focus on Miami.
Neither one of us are doctors, but do you do surgery right away in a situation like this, or is there a calm down period?
I'm not really sure. I know they do the prehab right now with him in the training room, and I think they do some prep work before he has a surgery. But that's above my pay grade.
Mine too. So you replace him on the roster. How do you do that?
Well, we'll bring up our seventh-round pick, Kerwin Williams, that originally made our 53, and he's coming along. He's learning, and he has obviously a different skill set than Vic, but he knows the system. He can help us on special teams. And, again, everyone here knows Chuck is always very, very deliberate, and, he puts every day a stamp on the fact that you have to be ready. You are one play away. We tell these rookies, we tell these backups all the time, if you don't have that mindset, you're going to go in there with a deer in the headlights, and we can't have that. We have to have, like last year, guys that are called upon have to come in and produce immediately. That's just our mindset.
Does it affect anything? Well, obviously it affects some things, but going into the game, you can obviously win without Vic Bowden.
Well, again, like, you know, last year just a great evidence of that. You know, we had a lot more holes, and I feel, you know, Ahmad's obviously a very capable back. You know, our team's going to have to band together, and we'll rally. And, you know, again, it's last year we had, you know, we lost three backs in one day last year on a Monday when I came in. So, you know, Vic is obviously a huge loss for this team, but we have no choice but to carry on and still win.
Last week, there's been a lot of things said one way or the other. There were a lot of positives that came out of that game. A, you won it. B, you ran the ball very, very well. And the offense, early in the game, late in the game, when you needed it, they were right on target.
Exactly. And the key word is we won. And, you know, we know we have to get better. We looked at the film. We know the areas we need to improve on. And it's, you know, week one, and we're going to improve just like last year, from week one to week two, from week two to week three, and iron things out. No one's ever going to be perfect, but we're going to strive for that.
You know, and I think it's Chuck who said it several times, you don't want to be perfect in the first game. You got nowhere to go from there. This is a building process. I think you've said in the past, marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. That really says it all in a nutshell right there. I mean, you'd like to be peaking, you know, at the end of the year as opposed to now. So, you know, again, we have a simple approach, one day at a time, next man up. You know, everyone's supposed to, you know, be a student of the game here, get your lifts in. We try to do things and just check off the boxes every day, and hopefully at the end of the day we have, you know, more wins than losses.
What do you expect from Miami? They won a game last week. Their defense played well. They scored when they had to. 23-20 last year. I was expect a kind of a similar game.
You just never know in this league. I can't even really put my finger on what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, but the thing about the Miami Dolphins is they have a talented team. I mean, they have a young ascending quarterback. They can spin it. They have a very, very talented front that's going to be coming at us all day. Some really good pass rushers inside and outside. You know, Cam Wake, and then Vernon is a player that's on the rise as well. Those linebackers they had in a free agency. Those guys fly around. I think they're a very talented team. They've got some good players on the offense as well, you know, some big play threats, and, you know, they got some guys up front that can really play. So, we know it's going to be a dogfight, and, we're preparing in that way.
You've had some guys who have missed practice this week. You expect any of them to be ready on Sunday?
You know, it's funny. You know, we get through the game, and I'm all happy we finally got through one healthy, and then we lose all these guys this week at practice. But, you know, we've got some guys trending in the right way. Maybe there'll be some game time decisions. I'm not for certain yet. I still need to get some of that information today. We got some tough guys on this team that if they're able to play, they're going to play. But also, you have to factor in that, you know, they also need to know what the heck they're doing, and they don't want to be taking reps away from the guys that are actually going to be playing. So you don't want to steal the reps from those guys if you're not certain that they're going to play. So, you know, I guess we'll know the closer we get to Sunday.
It's one of those deals, you know, you go to practice and it's a freak thing. You know, it's a non-contact thing. It's Vic being Vic, put a foot in the ground, looking to cut back, and a knee gives out on him, you know. And then you go in, you get the MRI, and you get the news that nobody wants to hear. You know, that's a season-ending, you know, ACL injury. So you're right. You know, Vic is a great, great player and a better person. Mm-hmm. He's a horseshoe guy all the way. He's got all the traits that you want in a football player. We don't want to ever see anybody go down. And certainly, you know, we feel awful for Vic. I know Vic's mentality. I know Vic's mindset. You know, he's going to come back. Much like AP came back for the Vikings, I expect the same thing out of Vic. And I expect to come back better than ever, you know, a year from now. I know that's just how he is, and that's how he's wired. So it's next man up. You know, this all we've been through, Bob,
yeah,
you know,
it
in
is.
A short period of time going into year two, nobody handles adversity better than this ball club. So next man up, and we move forward, and we get ready to go play a game.
Kerwin Williams is up now on the 53. You see a guy been on the practice squad and with you all the rest of the year. He can step in if you need him to.
Yeah, because, you know, he got plenty of time and exposure, as you know, in the preseason. And he's one of those guys that's is a really hard worker. He understands that, you know, you're one play away. He understands that being a pro means preparing. Like a starter, even though you may be on the practice squad, even though you may be a backup, you never know what's going to happen. So that's why we emphasize to our guys, and our coaches do a great job. David Walker does a great job with them backs about preparation, about being ready. So when your number's called, you can answer the bell.
Miami, coming here was a whale of a ball game a year ago. I don't think we expect anything else other than that kind of game this year.
No, it's going to be a Donnybrook. It's going to be a 60-minute slugfest, and they got a great football team, and the roster's littered with talent all over it. And so it's going to be a great challenge for us, you know, and I'm excited to see how much progress, how much growth we've made, you know, in all three phases going into week two.
Yeah, going back to last week, the special teams, 5-yard punt return. They started inside the 20 twice and on the 20 twice. Coverage units really did well.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do well Sunday, obviously, because Marcus Thigpen is, you know, he's a game wrecker. You know, we talked about his numbers from a year ago, talked about, you know, his punt return against Cleveland that got called back. Our coverage units have to do a great job, and they got to win their one-on-one battles, you know, running down that field and punt protection. You know, we got to protect them. Our gunners got to do a great job, and so we got to play above and beyond, you know, to get this guy on the ground.